Here's something that might surprise you. The most powerful tool for enhancing your brain sits not in a pharmacy, but in your own two legs. We spend billions searching for cognitive enhancers, memory boosters, and mood stabilizers. Yet the most effective intervention has been with us all along. Movement, simple, accessible physical activity, transforms your brain in ways that medications can only dream of achieving. This isn't motivational fluff or wishful thinking. Brain imaging reveals that regular exercise literally reshapes neural architecture, strengthens memory centers, and reverses aging. The science is unequivocal. Your body and brain aren't separate entities. They're partners in an ancient dance that modern life has forgotten. Think about this peculiar fact. Despite inventing smartphones, skyscrapers, and space travel, your brain remains remarkably similar to those of humans who hunted woolly mammoths. We've built a civilization that would be unrecognizable to our ancestors, yet our neural wiring still expects the lifestyle they lived. Constant movement, varied terrain, physical challenges. This creates a profound mismatch. We sit in chairs designed for comfort while our brains desperately signal for motion. Your brain's 100 billion cells constantly reorganize themselves. Einstein's brain was smaller than average, and toddlers have more neural connections than adults. What matters is how efficiently different brain regions communicate, and physical activity strengthens these connections measurably. When 60-year-olds walked regularly for a year, MRI scans showed their brains literally looked younger, with strengthened connections between areas handling memory, planning, and sensory processing. Your memory is profoundly influenced by physical activity. The hippocampus, your thumb-sized, seahorse-shaped memory center, produces the most BDNF in response to exercise. While the brain begins shrinking around 25 and the hippocampus typically shrinks 1% yearly, exercise reverses this decline. A groundbreaking study compared endurance training versus gentle stretching over 1 year. The stretching group's hippocampi shrank by 1.4%, while the endurance group's grew by 2%, effectively becoming 2 years younger. 72% of adults experience recurring high stress, yet we overlook the most efficient intervention. When stress hits, your hypothalamus triggers cortisol release, spiking heart rate and alertness. This works for immediate danger, but becomes destructive when chronic. Your amygdala, the brain's alarm system, has a dangerous quirk. Cortisol amplifies it further, creating a vicious cycle where stress breeds more stress. Exercise shatters this cycle. During activity, cortisol temporarily rises, then drops below baseline afterward. With regular training, your body learns not to overreact. When researchers subjected people to the Montreal Imaging Stress Test, those who cycled for 30 minutes beforehand showed lower cortisol and reduced stress responses. Exercise strengthens your prefrontal cortex by increasing blood flow and creating new blood vessels, fortifying the connection between reason and emotion. Movement doesn't just help you cope with stress, it fundamentally rewires how your brain processes it, improving concentration in our distraction-saturated world. Depression manifests differently across individuals: exhaustion for some, anxious sleeplessness for others. While medication helps many, fewer understand how profoundly exercise impacts mental health. When Prozac arrived in 1987, only one-third of users saw full effects, another third experienced partial relief, and many suffered side effects. Psychologist James Blumenthal's groundbreaking study compared exercise versus Zoloft in 156 depressed individuals. After 4 months, exercise proved equally effective. More remarkably, only 8% of exercisers relapsed within 6 months, compared to 38% on medication. The key mechanism? Brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF. This protein protects brain cells, creates new neurons, strengthens connections, and increases brain flexibility. People with depression typically have low BDNF, which increases with successful treatment. Physical activity is the most effective way to naturally boost BDNF. Cardiovascular training immediately triggers BDNF production that continues for hours, creating a compounding effect. Beyond biochemistry, Exercise enhances self-efficacy and directly counters depression's pattern of mental stagnation and social withdrawal. ADHD now affects 12% of American children, triple the rate from 2 decades ago. The underlying issue relates to your brain's reward system, particularly the nucleus accumbens, which drives behavior through dopamine. When insufficiently stimulated, attention wanders seeking dopamine elsewhere. People with concentration difficulties need more stimulation because they have fewer dopamine receptors. Exercise serves as natural ADHD medication by boosting dopamine, which quiets mental chatter and external distractions. The more strenuous the activity, the higher dopamine rises, with effects lasting hours. Regular training compounds this benefit. Consistent exercise generates stronger dopamine responses over time. Physical activity also strengthens your prefrontal cortex, your brain's cooling system that filters mental turbulence and regulates impulses. Studies confirm that 30 minutes of daily heart rate-raising play significantly improves concentration and reduces impulsivity in children with ADHD. These benefits extend beyond ADHD. Research on identical twins showed that those who exercised regularly developed significantly better focus than sedentary siblings, proof that lifestyle, not genetics, determines concentration. When we move, our brain interprets it as potentially life-critical activity requiring maximum attention. Even 6 weeks of cycling improved memory performance, with MRI scans revealing increased hippocampal blood flow through elevated BDNF production, which strengthens neural connections and makes memories more durable. We once believed adult brains were fixed, that alcohol killed brain cells permanently. California scientists shattered this myth by placing mice in enriched environments with tunnels, wheels, and toys. Their hippocampi grew 15% in weeks. The key factor? Running on the wheel, not toys or socializing. Brain cell regeneration is significant. About 1/3 of hippocampal cells are replaced over your lifetime. Swedish scientists confirmed this using Cold War atomic testing isotopes, revealing approximately 1,400 new cells formed daily in the hippocampus, one every second. Physical activity strengthens memory and creativity. Author Haruki Murakami runs 10 kilometers daily, considering it essential to his creativity. Einstein, Beethoven, and Darwin similarly incorporated movement into their routines. Stanford researchers tested 176 participants on creativity tasks after walking or sitting. Results were striking. 80% performed better when moving, with creativity scores 60% higher on average. Walking enhanced divergent thinking, idea generation, rather than convergent thinking. Environment proved irrelevant. Treadmill walking matched outdoor effectiveness. The creative boost lasts 1 to a few hours post-exercise. Regular physical activity unlocks children's full potential. In Bunkaflo, Sweden, elementary students with daily PE achieved better grades in math, Swedish, and English, despite no extra academic instruction. This effect persisted through 9th grade and eliminated the gender performance gap. The benefits are immediate. 20 minutes of exercise markedly improved 9-year-olds' reading comprehension, while 12 minutes of jogging enhanced teenagers' reading and visual attention for nearly an hour. As we age, exercise profoundly impacts brain function. Physically fit 70-year-olds show brain patterns resembling younger adults, functioning as if 3 years younger mentally. Even a 20-minute daily walk provides significant protection against cognitive decline. With over 5 million Americans living with Alzheimer's, a new case diagnosed worldwide every 7 seconds, dementia represents a growing crisis. Despite billions spent on pharmaceutical research, effective medications remain elusive. Yet 30 minutes of walking 5 days weekly reduces dementia risk by 40%. Even those with family histories can significantly overcome genetic predisposition through regular exercise. Our brain evolved for movement, yet modern lifestyles have drastically reduced activity. Modern Americans and Europeans average 6,000 to 7,000 steps, roughly half our ancestors' activity. We're drawn to laziness because our brains evolved during calorie scarcity, yet our brains reward physical activity with dopamine because movement meant survival. In a world obsessed with optimization hacks and cognitive supplements, we've overlooked the fundamental truth. Your brain functions better when you move. The real happy pill isn't found in a bottle. It's found in moving your body.